Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Enjoy.
There's our girl, Rhonda, Miss Janet Jackson.
Yep.
And Enjoy. Did you know that was Janet Jackson?
I didn't.
Yeah, that's our theme song.
Oh. That's fine.
Jackson, if you're nasty, right? Ooh. Oh, yeah. Back in the day. Good evening, North State. You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM talk radio. But this is North State Now, and it's the Enjoy Hour. And hopefully you are sit back, relax at home after a long day of work, kick your feet up, get something to munch on, something to drink maybe, and just stick with us for the hour and hear what we've got to say.
Cause it's you might learn something.
Yeah, right. We think bigly of ourselves, right? Anyway, I'm James Mazzotta, and I'm with Enjoy Magazine.
And I'm Rhonda Alvey with Enjoy Magazine.
And we are here tonight in the studios in downtown Reading, where it is drying off and very much chilling down. Last night was cold.
Mm-hmm. It was. I couldn't get warm last night.
I was told on the way in this morning, of course, I firsthand experienced it. I came in on my electric scooter this morning and got a little sideways over by the cemetery.
Oh, really?
Some black ice, yeah.
Oh, wow.
But I heard there was a lot of that this morning on the way into town. There were bridges.
There were accidents, a lot of accidents.
I had an experience on the way in. I'm rolling in.
Yep.
I'll keep it quick.
This is Lee. No, that's fine. You're part of our team. This is Liam.
From the box.
From the box. He's our producer.
I leave my house 5 minutes late. I'm like, shoot, I'm kind of close. My doors are frozen. I have to pour hot water. Anyways, it's a whole thing. I'm driving, and I live in Palo Cedro. Uh-huh. So, you know, you got the part where 44 is right next to each other, and the cars are coming at you.
Yeah.
Oof. Well, I'm pulling right out of that, and this cop comes flying off of the berm and is, like, swerving back and forth in the middle of the road.
A cop?
A cop.
Ooh.
Slows us down to 20 miles an hour. I swear. I'm not even kidding you.
Uh-huh.
I get to Victor, and I hit a patch of black ice, uh-huh. and there's two cars flipped on my right, and, like, another car flipped on the other side, and it was a mess.
I heard that was literally all over.
It was all over.
5, 44, 299. Yeah. Really scary.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm not digging that at all. And, you know, you just don't even know it happens. You can't see it. It's, you know, it's like
it's just there.
Transparent, right? So hopefully, yeah, I mean, the nice thing is that we had some sunshine a little bit this afternoon, so hopefully the roads have dried off at least. And so even if it drops down into the, you know, below freezing, we won't get the same results for tomorrow. But right now it says that it is, what, sick? That can't be right. Is it really that cold outside already? No.
68.
Is that right? The outside? Because what's 28? I'm like, it can't be 28 outside.
Yeah, my phone says it's 44 outside.
Mm. So this is usually really pretty accurate here in the studio, but it's not. So anyway, we just won't even throw that number out because I'll mess everybody up. So how's it going, Rhonda?
Good. Yeah? Yeah. We're going to talk about the January issue today.
Yeah.
One of the exciting things about this issue is the calendar is back.
Finally, after two long plus years since of COVID.
April 2020 was the last one.
That was our last calendar before the world was shut down and nobody was allowed to.
Nobody was doing anything.
To go anywhere. So, so this is the January 2023 issue. This is issue 196. We're staring down the 200 mark.
Yeah.
Are you ready? And it's commit to be fit. So this is a kind of, you know, we always do that with the January. I know it's a little cliche, like, right? Like you get through the holidays, you've pigged out. And then everybody gets on the bandwagon for some New Year's resolution or, I don't know. I didn't make resolutions this year until just recently.
I didn't make any.
I wasn't going to, and then I decided that I was.
Oh, and I know I like yours.
Yeah, mine's just going to be, I'm going to speak from my heart what I feel. I'm not going to hold back. I'm going to learn how to say no, all those kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
So, and everybody's like, really, James? That's pretty much what you do all the time. And I'm like, well, yeah, but, you know, I don't necessarily feel like it. Grab your mic.
Are we live?
We are. We've been live for 20 minutes.
Oh, man.
Where have you been?
I've been over at the IOOF hall.
Oh, well.
Well, we've got
welcome.
Thank you, guys. We got
this
a few things.
This is Blake, our regular co-host here from Viva Downtown. Oh, did you answer my text?
Yes, I sent you a couple of pictures of what's going on over up the street.
Oh, nobody's dying, I hope.
No. Thank goodness.
Anyway, so we're in our first quarter, our first, what? Yeah, first quarter of the show right now. So we still have about 5 minutes left to go. But we're just talking about, you know, January. What's going on?
January's flying by.
Yeah.
I don't know about
you know
you
what's
guys.
Really weird today? I'm working on the March issue. Mm-hmm. That's like.
Holy smokes.
Yeah, that's like a quarter of the way through.
I hope you're pouring yourself a Guinness since it's going to be St. Patrick's Day.
Yes.
Oh, and Valentine's Day.
That's coming up. Oh my, enjoy the store probably has some cute Valentine's stuff
coming
up.
We already do. We have, you know, wine, chocolates. What else do we have? There's figurines and all kinds of things that we've got going on.
I want to get Cheyenne something. Uh-huh. You know? So enjoy's going to be my stop.
Please.
We love that place. And yep. Do you still have the beef tallow candles?
We do.
Those are the best.
I know. I keep telling people, they get all freaked out about it. And I'm like, do you not know that probably that's one of the first candles ever made by man besides the beeswax candle? It's a tallow candle. And people are like, but it's beef fat. And I'm like, yeah, and that's what they burned for hundreds and hundreds of years. You know why? Because they burn really clean. Mm-hmm. They're all natural. And they burn forever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, literally, it's like a Harry Potter candle. It just never goes out.
No, it doesn't. And it's incredible. And you know, it's beef tallow is good for you know, skin conditions and eczema. So that wax that's getting a little nice and warm.
But you can reach in because all it is, it's 100% pure rendered beef tallow, and it does have a fragrance in it, but that's very limited. So you actually can stick your finger in the candle,
yes,
and use it on your skin,
yes.
Uh-huh.
And it heals any like rashes.
And the ones that we have come from Jenner Ranch up in the Scott Valley. They're one of the largest and oldest landowners and beef raisers up in that area. And the fragrance of the candle, they only do one fragrance, and it's called pineapple something, but it's the fragrance that they use at the Tiki Room at Disneyland for the Dole Whip ice cream.
Ooh. That sounds good.
Right? So, yeah.
What's, you know, I'm sorry for showing up late.
Oh, you're fine. You know that.
And did you guys already talk about the theme of January?
The theme is it's called Committed to Be Fit.
Commit to Be Fit.
Sorry,
all
yeah.
Right. To focus on health.
Yeah.
I've not been doing a good job on that. I'm shocked I'm not winded by
that. Well, you know, the nice thing is that you're just young and pretty, so nobody knows right now.
Right
but
now.
As soon as the baby comes in another 10 years, you'll look like this.
Dang sexy. Oh, my goodness.
But what we were really talking about is how special we feel right now is that the calendar is back in Enjoy after a long hiatus because of people not doing anything during the pandemic. And it's awesome. So we encourage you. There are many, many community calendars that you can put your events and things on. Besides Enjoy, there's Viva Downtown. There's
Visit
Reading. There's all kinds of places. So mm-hmm. We highly suggest that you take advantage of that because it's great exposure for anything that you're holding. Our calendar is really focused on our territory, which is lots of Northern California. So, I mean, not to be ad nauseum, but we've got events in Anderson, Bernie, Chico, Cottonwood, Dunsmuir, Lassen Volcanic National Park, Magalia, Mount Shasta, Orville, Paradise, Red Bluff, Redding, Axiom Repertory Theater, Cascade Theater, Cedar Crest Brewing, Chico Performing Arts, Gold Country Casino, Riverfront Playhouse, Redding Civic Auditorium, Redding Library, Schrader Planetarium, Turtle Bay. I mean, it goes on and on and on. Mm-hmm. So we really, really would love for you to put your stuff in here. It's free if you go to our website to register your business and to get on the calendar that's digital. And then our staff internally are working hard to really mine what you are putting on our digital calendar to do our best to translate that into print as well. So this goes out to thousands and thousands of people all throughout the North State. So we just encourage you to do that. So that's back. Anything else that you wanted to plug before we take our first break in about a minute or so as far as events?
No, not really. I'm actually the president of Riverfront Playhouse, and Mama Won't Fly is going to open next week. Jennifer was supposed to be here. She's a director, and I guess she... Didn't make it.
That's okay.
Yeah.
She probably couldn't find parking or something.
And
she, yeah, and she actually has rehearsals tonight, so maybe that's why.
Oh, maybe you should check your phone. Maybe she told you.
I did. She doesn't text.
Oh, she doesn't?
That's the problem,
no. Oh, that's all right.
She's on the telegraph system.
Anyway, it's time for our first break, so sit back, relax, grab something out of the fridge if you need to, and we will be right back.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, and emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members to give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading wants to wish you a Happy New Year. And to celebrate the new year, Quick and Clean offers car wash packages starting at only $9. Now the winter weather is upon us when dirt and grime can really build up on your vehicle. So stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Still the one. We are the number one show in all of the land. Is that true, Rhonda?
Well, I think so.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to KCNR again, and this is the North State Now moment with Enjoy. So hopefully you got refreshed and you're back in your slippers and reclining in your chair and listening to the radio. No TV right now, only radio. Who are we? Are we?
We're going to introduce our first guest.
Go for it.
Yeah. So Yolando Lupo is here, and she is from Salt Therapy with Capturing the Essence. We do have a story about her and her business on page 26 in the January issue. So
super
welcome.
Cool.
Yes.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here.
Oh, listen, she's got a radio voice.
Ooh.
Yes.
So
take us into the Wayback Machine. Who are you, where you come from as a human being first, before we talk about your business?
So I actually grew up in South San Jose, Morgan Hill area.
Ooh. Ooh, Morgan Hill.
Yes. Yeah. pretty nice. Great. Total Valley girl.
Like, for sure.
Dude.
Different Valley.
Oh, my God. But now, like, my teachers would say, oh, my God, that's so bitchin'. Yeah. It's like everything's
I
totally
knew I
that.
Loved you.
Oh, yeah. So, if I get really excited, I might start talking really fast.
That's all right.
So. And it's I say like a lot.
I like.
It's California.
Yeah. Anyway. So, yeah. And then made my way down the state. Did graduate school and then went overseas for about 7 years and then came back
what
in the country.
Overseas?
I was primarily in South Korea, okay. But I would travel to a lot of other countries.
And that
well.
Was strictly for pleasure, for work, for military, for...
Actually,
I... all the above.
Yeah, actually, I'm a missionary.
Oh,
so,
missionary.
Yeah,
okay.
But I worked and... provided my funds through that way. So I was a professor of tourism management in South Korea and then would go during summers and winters to other countries and explore and help people out.
That's so good to know. See, that
really
was a little
cool.
caveat of information that is actually golden for me right now for future uses.
Yeah.
Just casually, she's just like, yeah, I was overseas for 7 years, but like, that's whatever.
7 years?
There's a lot in 7 years.
I know.
Yeah.
I know people always just brush over things, right? But the part she's probably saying, oh, this is all the cool part, but the part she's forgetting is that she was in prison for four of them.
Thailand, we don't talk about Thailand.
Yeah. What happens in Thailand stays in Thailand.
So when did you get to Reading?
Actually, about 7 years ago. So I came here and really wanted to do some business development. I'd had some back in South Orange County after graduate school. And while I was overseas, I was really interested in the spas that they had. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to create like an Asian Western style spa here in Reading. And the Salt Cave kind of is the beginning of that.
Mm-hmm. So for those that don't know what a Salt Cave is, how would you explain it? Because, I mean, it obviously seems like it would be naturally, in your mind, you would get a vision, but it's more than that. A lot of people don't understand the healing powers of salt, and what, you know, salt is like, I guess you would say, in the realm of the world, salt is one of those precious things, right?
Yeah.
Like in every society, salt is like a core value of so much. Not just about cooking, but healing and biblically, spiritually. I mean,
yeah.
I'm repeating myself, but you know what I'm talking about,
yeah.
right?
Well, a long time ago, it's so valuable they actually sees it as money. So it is
a
commodity.
That's true. Yeah, right.
It is a commodity.
It was right up there with gold for a
yeah,
while.
Yeah, absolutely. But they discovered the Polish, there was a physician assigned to the Polish salt miners, and he discovered, one, they weren't aging like everyone else, so they looked younger, and two, they weren't getting sick. So they started.
They were preserved.
They were very preserved. So they actually started putting hospital beds down in the salt mines. So people were in there 24/7 healing, and they found that it is incredibly beneficial. So we like to say salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs.
Yeah.
And it also decreases inflammation. So as far as what it's like, I usually tell people it's kind of like being at the beach.
Mm-hmm.
If you're breathing in that salt air, it's very relaxing. It's very calming to your body and your
nervous system.
Mm-hmm. Dive in the ocean. It'll clear you right out. If you were stuck out in the woods hunting and you couldn't – you cut yourself, you could pour salt in it and it would take care of the wound. It would hurt.
You know, it's funny that you just said that because I just got a – like it brought back a memory to me as a kid, because I swam in the ocean quite often. I grew up for a period of time in Santa Barbara and stuff. But anytime I ever went swimming in the ocean, you always end up with like some point it going into your nose or in your mouth, right?
Absolutely.
And you go, and you immediately are like, oh, right? You know, you're spitting it up, whatever, and then you get. But it literally, like, your whole sinus passage just literally comes rushing out of your head, right?
Yep.
It clears you right out.
Exactly.
I remember that. Every time I would go in the ocean and swim, you'd always end up getting a wave in the face.
Yep.
And then you'd be like, oh, you know, that hurt and was bothersome and choke it all up, but then clean as whistle.
Yep, comes right out.
And I've actually read articles and studies about the health of surfers, right? That a lot of them, I mean, I don't know about today being in the ocean because I don't know, you know, the ocean has got so much stuff in it, but I'm sure in some waters, right? But that surfers generally, people that spend a lot of time in the ocean, and especially surfers, because they don't even realize it, but they are inhaling a lot of spray while they're surfing, that they have extraordinary abilities for healing, and they have very great lung capacity, and there's like all these things that they've done on them where they, you know, they show a lot better health in a lot of ways than people that don't spend time in the ocean.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. And in our salt cave, what we do is we actually pump in, it's a 99.9% pure sodium chloride. And it's, so there's no water. It's just the salt. You're breathing it in. And it's going through your respiratory, not your digestive system. So it actually decreases your blood pressure, calms you down. You'll sleep really well. And actually increase oxygen. We have people who bring in their oximeters, and before and after, their oxygen's back to normal. And they actually use it for racehorses. So it helps so that their lungs don't bleed as much, and also that their times are faster. So that, Olympians.
I was going to say Olympians.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
When did you guys open, and what kind of inspired you to open your business?
Yeah, well, actually, tomorrow is our 3-year anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you. We're so excited. So we opened a week and a month before COVID.
Wow.
It was great. And,
but I would imagine still, because you could go in by yourself, right, that you still could operate?
I actually, you know, submitted some documents and things to the health department, and I wrote a letter to the mayor and different people, because it's so new.
Yeah.
It came over like on the West Coast instead of the, the East Coast first. So a lot of people didn't know what it was. So I built a case, and and then they pretty much said I could open.
So that was towards the end of the year, I reopened.
But we found like it helps so much with like COVID stuff, taste and smell.
I've heard that salt or whatever, certain things dealing with salt have helped restore some people's sense of smell.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. We actually have a special session. We call it a tent session, a knockout. So it really, most people, I'd say 98% after one session, even if it's been a couple of years, they get their taste and smell back. Some people, they have like a rancid taste and smell. It usually takes about 4 to 10
That's better
sessions.
Than nothing. You're like rotten meat or nothing.
Yeah.
So in this article, it talks about halotherapy. Is that what you were talking about?
Yeah. So halo means salt in Greek, so salt therapy. So that is breathing in. It's, we actually micronize it or crush it up to about the size of a red blood cell, blow it into the air. You don't see it because it's so tiny. And then you just breathe it in, and that's called halotherapy. So.
And what about your eyes? Do you have to have something?
No, it's the same as like if you're at the ocean.
Oh, I guess so.
Yeah.
So if I run around with my mouth open, licking the air, and will I taste it?
Yeah, you'll taste it, and you'll definitely taste it. We usually tell people you won't see it, but you'll taste it on your lips. Your hair will be super soft. Your skin
super soft,
super soft.
The actual inside is incredibly beautiful. Could you talk about when people look at this article? There's this incredible. Is it a rock salt wall or what is this?
Yeah, so we have two different types of salt. One is the one you're breathing in, which is the sodium. Perfect sodium chloride. And then the other is Himalayan salt. So, and that all comes from Pakistan. And we have salt bricks, and then we have over 2,000 pounds of ground salt on the floor. Wow. And we put a light behind it so it glows. It's beautiful. It actually helps your melatonin, or not your melatonin, but your...
That's the cycle. Like your,
It helps with your circadian rhythm and stuff like that. Yeah. And so you'll sleep really well. It's relaxing. And then people can actually bury themselves in the salt that's on the ground.
Oh, I was going to ask. I'm like, am I barefoot? What am I?
Yeah,
you what am I doing?
Yes.
Am I making salt angels? What's going on?
You can. Believe it or not. Yeah. So we have buckets and shovels and toys and dinosaurs and things like that.
And you encourage families.
Absolutely. Yeah. We love
that's
families.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure the kids would think it's wild, right? Like, where are we?
Yeah. Especially special needs or people who might be on the spectrum or things like that.
You probably don't want to clean it, but you should have like Japanese dinner on the floor.
You know, I've noticed all men make food jokes about the salt. Usually it's a barbecue one, though.
Oh, really? No.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
So.
Do you
want to
go with me, Blake?
I'd love to. I was thinking about taking my girlfriend. This is probably a really nice couples retreat.
Yes. It's
you
a great
me?
Date night. Date night. We have two different rooms. One's very kind
I'll
of
I'll go
more
with
lit.
You, James.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, one's very lit and the other one's a little dimmer and it's a little more romantic if you want to think that way. Or if your kids are super rambunctious, it's quieter for
yeah.
you.
Mm.
But yeah.
I was going to say, the other thing I could see, it doesn't go to food, but side-by-side massage, like an hour massage while you're in the room.
Yeah, we actually have a salt cave massage room.
I was going to say, I thought, yeah, because your other does more, too, right?
Yeah.
Is there two of you?
There's one of me that has two.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So we have capturing the essence of massage.
Okay.
And our office is a little unique. We have our main office, mm-hmm. and then you walk outside, kind of like a Disneyland tour. And then we have where we do massage, and then we have the salt cave. So.
All right. Well, we need to take our second break. So sit back, relax, and we'll be right back.
BNT Satellite only does satellite dishes. It's a fact. BNT Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy, too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. BNT Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call BNT Satellite for your Internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best dish TV and DirecTV packages from BNT Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at BNT Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call BNT Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call BNT Satellite, 241-3474.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Aloha, this is Kevin, Operations Manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Welcome back. This is KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio, and this is Enjoy, the Enjoy Hour.
Yes, so, it is. Good girl.
Rhonda Alvey and...
James Mazzotta.
And...
Blake Fisher.
And...
Yolanda Lupo.
Awesome.
That was a good one. I like that.
So
she's recording. We're getting recorded right now, which is awesome. Social media, here we come.
Okay, so...
We took our break. We were talking still more about all the things that you do. And Blake had a good question at the break, right, about listing all the health benefits that you have. So if you want to do that for us, because I listed the calendar of places, now you'll do the the health benefits.
Yeah, yeah. Salt's amazing. It actually helps with anxiety, depression, helps decrease your blood pressure. A lot of people have headaches. You actually have take-home packs you can do for that. Oxygen levels, it increases those.
Stabilizes, yeah.
Yep, mm-hmm. Yeah, it helps with colds, flus, your smell and taste, eczema, psoriasis, inflammation, cystic fibrosis, emphysema.
Oh, wow, yes.
CF, yeah.
Sleep apnea, snoring. All you ladies, get your husbands in. nerve pain, arthritis, itching, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah. Ooh, itching.
Jet lag.
Yes.
I know.
Jet lag. Yes.
Yep.
That's great.
That was about 50% of me.
So humans and animals, actually.
Oh, yeah, I would imagine, yeah.
Yeah, because salt is antibacterial, antifungal, antimicrobial, mm-hmm. Kills virus, bacteria, fungus.
It does.
Tumors, nice. All kinds of stuff.
Hmm.
Appointment only?
Yes, we are by appointment only because our sessions are time sensitive. Mm-hmm. So
for sure.
Have a 10-minute session, which is our tent.
Mm-hmm.
So you can do some walk-in with that. A 20-minute session and a 45-minute session.
Okay.
And we really wanted to serve the community, so kids under 10 are free. And
wow.
Kids
you can just tag them along.
Yep. Kids 10 to 15 are $5.
Oh.
However, we are getting a little bit ready for a rate change. Mm-hmm. So in a week or two, all kids will be $5. But
book it for your forever stamps.
Yeah. We actually have a punch card. And
oh,
that
do you?
Never, that you can use. It doesn't expire. So.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
So
where are you located?
We're located at the corner of Hilltop and Mistletoe.
Okay.
So it's kind of a little tricky. We usually tell people to go at 833 Mistletoe because we're not exactly on Hilltop.
You're okay if you're going to cough. Yeah. Here's some salt.
I know. That peanut I
uh-oh.
Ate there.
And then you also have a website.
Yeah, we have a website. So you can either just Google Salt Cave Redding
mm-hmm.
or Capturing the Essence Salt Cave. You can call or you can book online. We're there. We have morning hours from 9 to 12 and then afternoon from 2:30 to 6.
You need Liam, and you want to grab her a glass of water?
I can.
Yeah, I was going to say. No, it's okay. It totally happens.
Yeah,
like a dry throat.
Yeah, totally.
She's verklempt. Hurry. No.
So people are welcome to book the same day, or they can call and see if we have availability,
mm-hmm.
Especially for people who don't like to make appointments online and stuff. Mm-hmm. So yeah, right. Myself and Valerie. So we're there Tuesday through Saturday. Definitely check because sometimes if we're doing an event, we may not be there on a Saturday or something.
Sure.
But, yeah.
And I would imagine you guys do like health events or health
yes,
expos
absolutely.
And that kind of stuff.
Yep.
So.
And you are usually at Greeters on Thursday
yes.
mornings. Okay.
Love the chamber. It's yeah. so amazing. Yeah.
Very
yeah.
cool.
Well, great.
Well, thank you so much.
Well,
we appreciate
you
coming on the show, obviously, and we really appreciate you allowing us to honor you in Enjoy Magazine
yeah,
as a community
privileged.
Member. And your article is awesome, and you look great in your article.
Oh, thank
You're
you.
Like popping off the page. So good for you.
Thank
you so much.
Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah,
happy 3-year anniversary.
Yeah.
Thank
you.
You can
excited.
Learn more at www.capturingtheessence.com.
Thank you, Blake.
Thank you, Blake.
Right.
So promo.
Boom.
Professional. So, Blakey, what's up?
Well, guys, today we just launched our Viva Downtown 2023 Downtown Discount Cards.
Oh, I already have mine right here in my pocket.
You do?
Yeah.
That's great.
Good.
Oh, man, Rhonda's throwing. And here you go, yo. I know you're still here. This is our 2023 Downtown Discount
We're
Card.
We're flashing them. Look at that.
All it's like, right.
It's like the Amex Platinum.
These are so cool. These have been going on for Downtown Reading since 2012.
Isn't that crazy?
And these cards are made possible by the partnership of 21 downtown businesses that participate on there and offer great discounts. It's sponsored by U.S. Bank, and it's designed by the wonderful Rhonda Alvey with Enjoy. So you guys have a
oh
great big
gosh,
deal.
Oh, my gosh, you should hear when she's laying this out.
Oh, my goodness.
She's
yeah.
screaming and yelling.
No, I'm not. I am not. I just sometimes think, wow, I need a
magnifying glass.
These are so cool. The Downtown Discount Cards, as I said, they've been going on since 2012. But with our 2023 Discount Card, as always, I want to let you know that this is our free card. You can get one card by sending a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Viva Downtown offices at 1725 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001.
These cards are wonderful because once you get it, you can use it multiple times at the downtown businesses. And I saw one cool one, 1724 Downtown Bars, offering 50% off all of their cocktails if you buy an entree, which is so cool, and Enjoy the Stores doing 10% off of their food items. So mm-hmm. I would say that's the delicious pistachios and jams. And
or olive oils is where you want to use it, or the balsamics because they're expensive.
Oh, well, I just ran out of olive oil, so I'm going to need to get some.
We're back in stock and everything.
And board and brushes on there. What I love about these cards is that it highlights things that you can do in downtown, whether that's eating, shopping, or creating. But all in all, it's supporting local.
Or seeing a play.
Oh, shoot. And Riverfront Playhouse is on there. Yeah. Goodness, what am I doing?
And our giveaway, or our discount, is buy one souvenir cup with a drink and get one souvenir cup for free.
I love my souvenir cups.
Yeah. And people can use the souvenir cups. They can bring it back to the theater, and you get a dollar off your drink when you bring it back. So.
And it's not just a punch. You have a full bar.
They have a full bar.
That's what's awesome.
And if you go to a Riverfront production, most of the time their cocktails reflect the theme of the show, too.
We have signature drinks. The Mama Won't Fly ones are going to be good. We have three. And I can't remember the names, but they're pretty fun.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Mama
but Chad,
I love these.
Chad Scott is really good at creating.
So are you going to have a golden pond?
We will have something gold for sure.
And so that's our big, you know, with Viva Downtown, it's 2023. We're really excited to see what's going on in downtown Reading. And then I'm going to pass this downtown discount card to our next guest.
Because you don't need
probably.
It?
I've got
10,000 of them.
These downtown discount cards last while supplies last. So send in your self-addressed stamped envelope to Viva Downtown Reading, 1725 Market Street, Reading, California, 96001. I personally stuff each envelope, write a little note, and send it back. We usually order 2,000.
That's worth its weight in gold.
Seriously, right?
Now, here, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to buy you a nice bottle of sexy cologne.
Thank you.
And I want you to spritz each handwritten thing you put in there so when somebody opens it, they will get the essence of Blake.
Ooh.
That's what my mother does for all of our Christmas presents. We know exactly which present she sent us because they smell like her perfume.
That's really sweet.
I know.
That's really sweet.
Really funny, but it really invokes an emotion when we open our presents and we're like, oh, it's from Nana, and you smell it. The whole house smells like Nana for a split second when you're opening your gifts.
Well, good. I think a cologne would smell better because usually it would smell like Woody's Final Draft or Cedarcrest beer.
Yeah. Tell us, Blake, there's some big things going on downtown this weekend, right?
First, though, when is the Christmas tree coming down?
Oh, I hope never. I love that. If you haven't seen the Christmas tree, I know Christmas is over, but you can get a head start.
We drove by it last night, and I was like, oh, the Christmas tree's still up. It's now become part of the land, the landscape or the horizon or whatever. I'm like, there's the tree.
We could put pink hearts on it for February.
I was going to say, as long as it's not drying up and crumbling, you should change the lights
exactly.
to make it like, because it could go to Valentine's easily.
It really could. And with this rain that we're finally seeing, it's looking great. It's beautiful. And we're so excited. I'm excited to still see Christmas. I think we all still need a little bit of the holiday festivities.
I think so.
And I hope it stays up till at least the end of January. But it's, you know, it was some windy days in downtown, and that tree held strong, and that's one of the coolest things. No, it didn't. And that was one of the cool feats about how it was designed, because it goes 15 feet into the ground and has four pins that stick into it. So it was.
It's like the tree stand in your house, but just on a mega scale.
Mega scale. So that tree's going to be up a little while longer, so get a head start on your 2023 Christmas card.
You can shoot it, right?
Yeah, you can get that right now. So
you know what reminds me? I'm going to send you a video.
Ooh, it would be cool if it snowed.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be cool?
I would love it. Usually it snows in February, I've noticed.
I didn't use it. I shot it thinking it was to be perfect for social media when it was going up, and I think I said something like up, up, and away, and I just happened to be down the corridor from when the tree was coming up, so it was horizontal. And from the edge of the building where I was, it just started to lift up. Mm-hmm. It was like, oh, and I was like up, up, and away. And it's really cool.
It's such a cool, when it's in the air and then they just place it in there.
I was going to send it to you because I thought you could use it for something.
I think so.
Because you shot, I love the videos that you shot a couple years ago when you were in the snow where they cut it down.
Thank you. That was just on the iPhone. And Rhonda, you asked what's going on this weekend.
Yep. I'm trying to I hijack everything.
Because I'm thinking about what's happening next weekend. What are some things happening this weekend?
Well, I'm not sure about this weekend, but I know the cultural cruise is coming.
That's really
coming.
Noisy.
That's going to be...
Oh, sorry.
I'm like... That, what is that, your plastic bag?
Yeah, sorry, I'm reading something.
Next Friday is the Reading Cultural District Cultural Cruise. I know that's a mouthful. It's the Cultural Cruise. The last time this happened was in 2020, just before the pandemic hit.
Yeah.
There was a Cultural Cruise?
There was a Cultural Cruise, and that was my very first day of working with Viva Downtown those years ago. But the Cultural Cruise is incredible because it's a time where you can go on your own, go at your own pace next Friday and check out our cultural assets and cultural programming starting out at, you know, and you can go at your own schedule.
Mm-hmm.
You can find this information at Shasta County Arts Council website and all of the other cultural district partners. But basically, you can go check out City Hall for an art program. You can go to the Arts Council. You can go to Riverfront Playhouse.
We have art there.
You can go to the North Valley Art League over at the park. You can go to, I think, Enterprise High School is participating as a cultural. Over at the IOOF Hall in downtown, Art Hunger is celebrating their third year anniversary, which is incredible.
That's awesome.
And so the Cultural Cruise, it's a free event. And just bring your family
to
go check out.
On your feet.
You're cruising. You can cruise on a bike. You can cruise with your feet. And you can cruise in a car and just drive.
Oh, I was
going to
say, we could cruise the car, too. Okay.
Yes. And I think it's one of the coolest ways to involve all of our art partners.
Yep.
And, Rhonda, you know this because you're also on the Theater League. And I'm so impressed with what's going on with our community theater. If you haven't
been to the Tambourine League.
I love the Tambourine League. The current community theater right now, they got through COVID, and now they're running on full cylinders, and they have a great committee where they all work together about what does the next season look like.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like 2023, every single theater has something going on that's going to involve, you know, the whole family. Everybody will have something to enjoy.
Right.
And recently, the theater groups got together this last Saturday at the Cascade Theater.
That
and
was
did,
so good.
Yeah,
that was
did
so
a whole
good. Yeah.
Lighted light training. For how you should light your show.
Oh, how cool.
And whether or not you're running a big theater production, I think this is a community open to the public thing. This is great information for anybody that wants to do a small scale project or something for your
business.
And
Alex was amazing. Alex is the new, I don't know what his title is. He's a new guy at Cascade.
He's the new man. He's the new leading man at the Cascade
and
Theater.
And he's just incredibly helpful and knowledgeable. And
that scared me to death.
And he's just a great guy. And his, you know, I thought that I was just going to stay for a little while. Mm-hmm. But it was so interesting to me that I ended up staying the whole time. It was from 10 to 3. It was a really long day. But it was full of great information.
That's super music cool. for us to take our break.
We're going.
Yeah.
We got to go.
You two chatty Kathy.
We don't have to go.
Yeah.
So, but
we'll be right back.
You may find yourself living in a shotgun shack. And you may find yourself in another part of the world. And you may find yourself behind the wheel of a large automobile. And you may find yourself in a beautiful house with a beautiful wife.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlize Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlize Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlize will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlize today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlotte's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlotte's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlotte's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlotte's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlotte's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlotte's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
All my dreams, I'm a lowrider. The lowrider.
Oh, yeah.
Is a
I'm here, and I'm lowriding into the studio with our next guest. I love this song. Who does not like that jam? Right? Like, listen to that. Dun, 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 dun. It makes you do all kinds of crazy things.
I don't know if you guys ever woke up at 3 a.m. with George Lopez popping up on your TV with the song.
Yeah.
Anybody else knows? Liam knows.
Yep. So we're back, and this is again KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, and this is North State Now, and this is the Enjoy Hour. Again, I'm James Mazzotta.
And I'm Rhonda Alfie.
And I'm Blake Fisher.
And we also have into our studio tonight, why don't you just chime right in.
Hi, I'm Mikayla Spear.
Welcome. And Mikayla,
thanks for having me.
Is here with us. She is a feature article. Her business is feature article here in Enjoy Magazine for the month of January on page, 47?
Page 47.
Right on.
The name of her business is FemFit, and it's pretty much all about women.
Absolutely.
I love it.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about
you
what you
and
do.
Yourself and the business and all those kind of things.
Yeah. Well, I'm a local girl to Reading. I'm an Enterprise High School graduate.
Hornet.
Yeah, black and gold. It's in the blood. I grew up playing sports here, and then I played a little bit of college basketball.
I was going to say, you look like a sporty Spice.
Yes.
You
I'm
do.
A very sporty Spice. Absolutely. And then I went off to college, came back to Reading. I've always been really into health and fitness and wellness and sports, and so that's when I sort of found the strength and conditioning world.
Mm-hmm.
And so fast forward, I got married, I was into some competitive strength and conditioning, and then I got pregnant, and I realized, hey, I'm not really sure how to train myself through this season of life. So I sort of had to poke around, you know, I asked different trainers, I talked to my doctor, even to the point where I was, like, taking videos of myself and showing my doctor. I'm like,
is this okay?
Is this okay?
She's swinging from a trapeze.
Yeah.
Is this okay?
And they were all very supportive, but I felt like there just was a gap in the industry, that there just wasn't a whole lot of education around women's health and prenatal, postpartum, and fitness. And so I started to dive deeper into this, be my own advocate, and I found the culture of Birth Fit, and I ended up getting certified and trained as a leader and a coach in Birth Fit. And I started training women in the local area who are prenatal, postpartum, motherhood, and so I just started on this journey of women's fitness. The pandemic hit, and so I sort of pulled back on that. At the same time, I had 3 kids in 3.5 years, so it was really bam, bam, bam.
Are you crazy?
Yes. Yes.
I see the crazy eyes now.
Yes. It is there. And so I really pulled back. I was like, you know, this is just not the season for me. And women kept coming back, and they kept saying, hey, are you still doing that? Are you still training women? I need the support. Can I pick your brain? Can you just train me? So I actually ended up transforming my garage over the pandemic. It was like the speakeasy. The speakeasy.
Yeah, I think,
gym.
Enough time has elapsed. You won't be taken down now. So it's like
I learned you cannot run fitness out of a residential area. my neighbors were very supportive, and it just grew organically, and more women found out about it, and we started running these groups of classes out of my garage to the point where we were like, we have to find a space. September 2021, we took a leap of faith with 3 young kids, and we opened FemFit Reading, and it has just been taken in by the community with such open arms.
Oh, that's incredible.
Women are just, they love the training, they love the space, they love the environment that we provide, which is very inclusive. Of course, we are training women through all seasons of life. So we have a heavy prenatal postpartum focus.
So just so that I can get clarification as a man, prenatal obviously is before pregnant. Birth. Postpartum is after birth. Mm-hmm. Is that the term?
Yes.
When I hear postpartum, the only thing I think of is crazy women that are postpartum depression,
yes.
kind of, right? Yes. So that doesn't mean that. That
no,
just means
it doesn't
after birth.
Encompass necessarily postpartum depression.
Okay.
What we do at Fit Reading really supports helping women you know, cope with that or avoid
sure.
that. But I like to say,
imagine working out is a natural way of creating endorphins to try to counteract some of maybe what the brain fog of having a baby,
absolutely.
That kind of stuff is anyway. So,
right.
yeah. Okay.
But we're not just prenatal postpartum.
Yeah.
I like to be really clear about that. It's definitely a big focus of us because that's, you know, what women we're here to do.
Yes.
But we are big on hormone health, so helping women train and understand their menstrual cycle and live their life with that. I also do FemFit teams, so I train local teams in the area. Mm. I've done Youth Prep Volleyball and Shasta Girls Basketball. So I feel like that's a really important piece of this puzzle.
Oh, they're coming for you. The garage is out.
But helping young girls understand that lifting weights is really important and empowering for you as a young woman. And when I was in high school, the weight room was for the football players, right? Mm-hmm. It was not for the girls. It was for them. And so when I bring these young girls into this space, I make sure they look around and I'm like, this was built for you.
Mm.
You know, I want you to feel empowered here. I want you to want to learn and understand how to use all of these tools that you have here for every aspect of your life. So that's
And all the weights aren't pink, are they?
They are not. The pink barbells were a big inspiration. I always had a vision of like pink medicine balls, and those don't really exist. And so when we started accumulating, I saw those pink barbells, and I was like, okay, that's the focal point for sure. So that's definitely an anchor point for the environment.
Well, that's so cool. So where is it? Where are you located?
We are located off of Hartnell. The Bantam restaurant is right there,
We're
in the same building.
That would be
Bantam is excellent.
That would be really
definitely
hard.
Try it. Do a workout and then go
eat
get
a
meal.
Catfish sandwich. No, I know.
Absolutely.
To join your gym, what's the best way to go about that? Is just to call in, pay a visit, go online?
That's
great question. All the above?
Mm-hmm. We have a website, so you can visit FemFitReading.com. Your first class is free, mm-hmm. and you'll see that option as soon as you go onto the website. So you'll just register there. You can book your class. We have an app that we use to reserve classes. We also offer childcare every single morning and then two evenings a week. We have a couple different types of classes. So we offer classes as early as 5:30 a.m., which is our express class. Mm-hmm. And so we get those women in and out by 6:15.
Sounds dreadful.
Perfect.
Yes, it's not my cup of tea either. And then our mid-morning classes are 8:25, 9:35, and then we have evening classes at 4:25 and 5:35. We also offer a sculpt class in addition to – we have two types of classes, our strength and conditioning class and sculpt. So one is more of a bodybuilding style class. Mm-hmm. The other one's more functional fitness. All of our classes include a breathwork piece and pelvic floor health education and exercises.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, we all
And then you also do yoga.
We are currently taking a break on yoga and just focusing on our strength and conditioning classes. But we hope to bring that back soon.
Okay.
We also do workshops like, educational workshops. So we've had a pelvic floor health, therapist in there.
Heard that's important for all human beings.
You know,
that they've talked about pelvic health forever for women, but right. And I'm finding out a lot of time men that have, issues with urination, you know, too much, not enough, or whatever flow. A lot of it is that the pelvic floor is kept too tight or is in a spasm and stuff like
that.
There's
lots of different things that can happen. I always say there's a reason for an adult diaper aisle.
Yeah.
You know, if you're not strengthening it or working on it, then it's needing some exercise, just like your bicep or your quad.
Mm-hmm.
So we really help women to connect with their bodies in that way. And that's a really important piece of, and a unique piece of what we do.
Mm-hmm.
It's just such an untapped industry.
Well, there's an entire industry surgically that's designed just around that, right? So
our goal is to help women avoid that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and support them and give them the tools to basically bridge the gap between that postpartum time and diving back into fitness, because there is not a whole lot of information out there for them. So we also offer our postpartum series. We offer that about every 2 to 3 months, and so that's really specific to women who have just had a baby. It's very pelvic floor health focused. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so, yeah, it's just been, again, greatly accepted by the community.
I can tell you this much. You obviously are very well-spoken at what you do, because, I mean, listening to you is, you know, it's just so natural for you.
Yeah, thank you.
You're good on radio, right? and we really appreciate your time and coming in and sharing and the ability to be able to do an article on your business.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
No, my pleasure. I mean, it's very interesting, and I encourage everybody that's trying to, in the new year, figure out where you are, who you are, what you're doing, if you've just had a baby, have pregnant, all that stuff. It sounds like that's right up here.
Preconception, thinking about having a baby.
I know.
Yep. And have teenage daughters.
There's nothing, I mean, every one of my sister-in-laws give birth just like that, and it's because they're fit. They have always exercised pre, during, and after, and they, those babies just come right out and they're ready to go.
So many benefits for baby and mama.
Yep.
Yeah.
So thank you, North State, for
thank
sitting
you.
And listening with Enjoy. We really appreciate it, and we will see you next month, or hopefully you'll listen to us next month.
Yeah.
Good night.
Wash up.
We could sit me in about time to do the dirty. Sunshine today up there.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.